Welcome back to Fancy a Brew podcast. It's Lucy here. Thanks for downloading this episode. And here, as promised, is part two of the last one. Catch you soon. Bye.
You're listening to Fancy a Brew podcast with Aaron and Lucy. Email us on fancyabrewpod@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for Fancy a Brew Pod.
Not literally next to it, but past the Excel Center,
yeah,
which is a
yeah.
bit concerning. So I'm trying to stay healthy. How are you staying healthy? Because you've got a massive garden. I mean, I apologize if that sounds like sexual innuendo, but you have a massive garden. It's a very impressive garden.
I've got a massive garden, guys. Been trying my best to cultivate it. It's been really good. Can't deny that, and I do feel very lucky to have got outdoor space. We've been taking the chance to go out. I mean, I know it sometimes I feel a bit braggy being like, I've got a garden, guys, but it is it has been amazing. But I am bragging and I'm sorry, but
and it's a really big garden as well. Without
it's a very big garden.
But it is really nice. You had that asbestos shed though, didn't you?
Oh, we have got an asbestos shed. Yeah, so when we moved in, there's like this outdoor shed, big, like, it's not quite a garage, but it's been there for years and years. And the people who lived in it two before us, they used it as like an outdoor office. So they would work.
Is that going to be like Jack's office or your like remote office when you're doing your, obviously when you're not. When it's not full of asbestos is what I mean.
Well, that's it. Yeah. It's an absolute hole. We use it to store paint. I mean, that's just how it's going to be, I think, for the foreseeable. I don't really want to work in there. I feel like there'll be a lot of spiders. I'm not into that. But between Jack and I, he does like high intensity interval training stuff.
Oh, nice. I've been doing that in the morning.
Yeah. So he does like training. His hit, yeah. Ooh. Gets his little sweatband on. He doesn't, but I'd love to see him in one. He
like
goes out
and
he does that.
Or the Mr. Motivator.
Yeah, he's there, Mr. Motivator with his shiny spandex on. He goes out and he does that outside. But when the weather's nice, it's quite good to kind of get yourself out in the fresh air. I've been doing a bit of yoga because
nice.
I'm a middle class nobbered now, and
I mean, I want to start, but I can't say that now because what you just said.
Yeah, I like your join. It's fine. I've been doing this this postnatal one because I thought I'll do that'd be fine. I made the mistake of doing one that's just for like normal people who haven't had babies, and I was fucked. I can't
wow.
I couldn't do it.
Very rarely you swear.
I was absolutely fucked. I couldn't. It was a 30-minute session, and I did about 20 minutes of it. And I was like, how is this a thing? Pre-ED, I would have been fine, but just not happening anymore. So I do these postnatal ones, which are quite good. And then I've been having a little walk around the garden, taking Edie out into the garden, and she's got a little sun hat, which is the cutest thing ever. Like a little hanky.
Yeah.
It's the cutest. I'll show you a picture actually. And she.
You need to post that on Instagram now you've said that, because obviously
we
are recording the podcast.
Will. I will. I'll put it on the Instagram, but I will show you via.
I love how last time it was a picture of Jack getting kicked up the ass, but this time it's Edie in a little sassy sun hat.
She
kind of sits there like she owns the place when you send me those little pictures, and she's like, yeah, this is my space.
My house.
Is the cat even like intimidated by her? The cat's like, no.
No, the cat just comes and sniffs it. Look at this. I don't know if you can see that. Oh.
No, it's asking for the password for your Wi-Fi. Oh, that is so damn cute. Oh, my God.
Cute. I'll put that on.
Yeah, you should.
She's got a little tiny hat on. And she looks, because the thing is, this is a thing. Little sun hats for babies, while they're very cute and lovely, they don't go with any of her clothes. So I'll put this little outfit on her, and then she has this like little Victorian sun hat on.
Oh, I think you should get one of those. Have you ever seen the little Asian baby that's got like a, it's like a raincoat thing, but it's like shaped like a duck.
And she kind of goes out, running in the street.
Oh, it's like the cutest thing ever. I think you need to get one of those. Oh, you need two children. You need to do that slinky dog thing that they do at.
I do like that. I mean, two children was a long way off.
Yeah. Can you believe we've spent this time wanting to discuss being stuck in quarantine? We've not really spoken about being stuck in quarantine. That's how normal this situation is now.
Well, this is it. It is life now, isn't it? I don't feel like, because we've got a baby, for us, there isn't a lot of difference, because I wouldn't
necessarily. You're stuck at home anyway.
I'd be stuck at home anyway. I wouldn't be going out that much. But what is hard is
likewise,
that,
I'd still be having martinis in quarantine, exactly. Out of quarantine.
That's it, no change. But what I think is difficult is that we would maybe take her for a walk into Horsforth and we'd go and get a cup of tea, or we'd like walk to the park, or we could go out multiple times a day if we wanted to, or we were gonna start classes and things like that. But they obviously aren't going ahead at the moment, and that's perfectly acceptable.
Perfectly you're not doing like virtual like baby classes and
so we'd signed up for a baby sensory course, and we were going to go on a taster class for it a couple of weeks ago, but obviously that got cancelled. And so to make up for it, the lady who runs it was like, I'll do like a Zoom baby sensory class, so like you have a few bits of like props at home, you can like join in, and she sings songs, and they you do like actions, and you get the babies to like shake a rattle, or you can like you do like head, shoulders and toes with them and stuff like that, which is really cute.
Oh, Incy Wincy Spider.
I've been doing that with her, and she loves that. Her face lights up when you do the little
hand. I used to like the This Little Piggy Went to Market. I used to love that one.
I do like doing that with her. But she really likes having if you tickle her feet, she has her foot out, and you do like that, up her foot towards her toes. She goes all like this, and like her foot just pulls backwards.
Oh. It's
all tickly.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's really cute. We were doing this baby sensory class this morning, and she absolutely hated it.
You mentioned that she was being a touch grumpy.
Yeah. It's been testing. These past couple of days.
Been tested.
Yeah, I don't know. Emotions have been tested, I think is the way to put it. The 4-month mark is tricky. So
but when she gets a little character and she's all chill and she starts crawling and running and
I think that's it. I'll need eyes in the back of my head for that. But she's yeah. Great. She's very funny. She's got her own little quirks already, but I think that's only going to increase as she gets older. It's so lovely to be able to like be home and see all that happen.
Aww.
And it's really nice for Jack to be able to be around as well, because obviously he works from home anyway. But
I suppose that's a really good thing about the situation is actually, it's come probably at the right time, because.
Yeah.
He gets to, not that he's not there anyway, because he, as you say, works from home anyway.
Mm. Level of work is way lower. There's no sport, so what can you talk about when you write about sport?
Have you seen those marble races that they're doing in the sand? Have you seen those ones?
Oh my God. He was talking about the virtual Grand National a couple of weeks ago, and I just thought, what a load of shite.
Yeah. One of the girls I went with, she was like, are you putting someone on the Grand National? They're doing a virtual Grand National. I'm like, no, I'm not.
How I felt. He was quite excited about it. And I just was like, we had it on. It just happened to like be on the telly. And I was like, what is this garbage? When I used to work in a bookies when I was at uni, and they would have virtual races fill the gaps between actual horse races and dog races and stuff. And they were always deemed to be like a bit crap.
You mean like when somebody at work would have like And I don't know if you've ever had this in places you've ever worked at, but somebody's like, oh, we could do one of those racing nights. And they get like this shit old video that's been like viewed like 3,000 times. It's got like,
yeah, I've got, like,
and everybody's like bidding on it, but everybody knows the answer because everybody's been to these shitty things before.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. It's a bit, they're a bit like CGI horse races, you know, like they're going over the furlongs or whatever. No, the furlongs, how long it is. They're going over the fences and all this, the jumps and stuff. But, like, I just remember
thinking... You got away with that because I have no idea. You could have absolutely got away with that and I'd have had no idea whether that's the right thing or not.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's just something that you've learned. It's just weird, isn't it? When I went at the bookies, they were like filler. They were just a bit crap. But now, obviously, there is no... horse racing to kind of go in the position of the good stuff. They've brought in the virtuals as like top notch.
and you're like, still shit.
Still shit.
So before we go into something that we've learned over the last three weeks, and you're like, what have I learned? As a single gay man, I have the apps. Yeah. So I have all of them, any and every app for the gays. And when the quarantine hit, I deleted them all and thought, well, I don't really need this app because I'm not going to see anyone.
None of that happening, yeah.
So then I reinstalled them after about 2 weeks, so maybe a week ago. And the people on these apps do not understand what social distancing is. Let's just put it that way. One guy said, why don't you come round? I was like, because we're in quarantine. And he said, oh, it's okay. I have alcohol gel. When you come in, you can put some alcohol gel on. I'm like, okay. I'm not sure airborne pathogens on his cock. Yeah, you were right, on his cock. what you thought, you were right. I didn't feel like I needed to say that, but you were right, Lindsay. You were right.
I just thought you meant that on your hands when you come in.
Just like rub up my hands so that I don't get corona from his cock. we may need to put out some kind of warning for this episode.
Explicit episode.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not sure that's how airborne pathogens work. I'm not sure they kind of airborne and they go, wait a minute, that's got alcohol gel in it, so we're not going to go anywhere near that. But seriously, the amount of messages, like, oh, just come around quickly, I'm okay. I'm like, that's not how...
How
pandemics work. They don't go, do you know what, he's all right, he's fine. You know, we're going to bypass him and go to the next one. The level of, and this is my concern about the level of narcissism that people are like, oh, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't, I'm fine. It doesn't affect me. You're like, it doesn't matter who you are or what you are. You know, I went out 2 times the other day and I felt so guilty. I hadn't been out for like a week. I went out once to the shop and once for a run. And I was like, oh, I'm breaking the law. I'm allowed out twice. But but still, you're like, everything I took, my hands are so dry.
I'm the same. It's even going down onto like my wrists now.
Yeah. My arm. The dry skin is like all the way down to here, to the point where I've got like the massive like Nivea lotion hand cream, and I'm just like covering myself just to moisturize myself. So I'm a bit concerned that these apps have not had the foresight to turn themselves off and said, you know what, we're just gonna for now. We're gonna not tell you how far away somebody is. We're not gonna, you know, just to be fair, a lot of them are like just talk to each other. But people have no self control.
No,
that's my biggest concern. Is we're gonna be in this longer if people don't just stay out of parks, don't have a barbecue unless it's in your own back garden with no other extended
people
family.
In your house.
Yourself. Yeah. Yes, it's like people don't understand. It's like people don't understand. No, you can't do that. And this is when I'm like, why am I agreeing with Piers Morgan? Like,
I know. It's just, it's a bit insane, isn't it?
When I'm agreeing with Piers Morgan and
the world's gone
Donald
to
Trump
shit.
Is making sense by giving people free healthcare, the world has turned on its axis. Seriously.
Yeah.
And this whole thing this weekend about, you know, trying to turn Boris Johnson into the Messiah because he came out of hospital on Easter Sunday and had risen again like Jesus is beyond me. You know, not that I don't want him to get better. I do want him to get better. You know, politically, I might disagree with him, but nobody wants anybody to be sick. But I don't. I think turning his sickness into a cult of personality is not great. You know, BBC News is literally just full of he's sitting up in bed, he's breathing. Like, no, I want to know. I want to know how we're going to get out of this situation, not whether he's sitting up in bed or not. But I don't know. Maybe it's a euphemism. And maybe it's a not a euphemism. A thingy for this situation.
Analogy.
Thank you. Yes.
For me, I obviously have trouble agreeing with anything that comes out of Boris Johnson's mouth because I am not, that is not a party that I would affiliate myself with. However, no one wants to see someone poorly, you know.
No, because you've had sickness in the family. I've had sickness in the family. You know what?
Yeah, you know what you don't want to see that. You know how horrible it is, don't you? But one thing that I find really mind-blowing is that he's like, I would never be able to repay the NHS for the, you know, for all the help that they've given me and like naming nurses, you know, and the healthcare professionals that helped him. But actually, if his party and he didn't vote for cuts to NHS and pay cuts for nurses and things like that, maybe, you know, things could be slightly different. Maybe there's a, I feel a bit like he has obviously gotten really good treatment and really good care. But what about the people who don't necessarily get that because they aren't the prime minister of the country because there's cuts and they fall through the cracks and, you know, they have to go through the rubbish end of it all. He doesn't see any of that because he's the prime minister.
You know, they've turned him into a bit of a cult of personality. So somebody I know quite well got very upset that Boris was in hospital and was like crying about it and got quite because the way they've built him up is whereas I've lived in London for 10 years now and he was the mayor when I first arrived in London and he was not politically though I can differentiate his politics from the man. And, you know, he's got his other half is pregnant. They're having a child. You know, that's, you know, if he was in intensive care during this epidemic, they only take you in there if you're really, really sick. Mm-hmm. So he must have been really, really sick to get in there.
Exactly.
You know, I just think it's quite ironic that it was an Italian that was looking after him and making sure he was all right. European migrant.
That's what I thought. There was a New Zealand nurse and I think there was a Portuguese nurse that was mentioned in a Guardian article I read earlier. You know, we clearly need support from outside of the UK in terms of nursing staff. And yet there's all this talk about, you know, stopping all that. And I just think,
don't we
have enough people? Like,
I don't get it. I don't get any of it. Like,
no, I don't.
Fruit's going all rotting in the fields and the vegetables.
Yeah, exactly.
And what they're trying to say now is, well, all these people who are furloughed, who were paying for, they should really be picking all the fruit and veg.
You know
what I mean? Anyway, let's not go down the politics route because if people listen to this, they might get offended by it.
Should I tell you some good news?
Yes.
My cousin had a baby.
That picture was beautiful.
Yeah, he's a very big baby. She had him. He was 5.5 weeks early, but he was somehow 8 pounds, 7 ounces. So he was almost twice as big as Edie was when she was born. And she was 4 weeks early. He's beautiful. He's got loads of hair. He's doing fine. But that, you know, again, she had to go in. She was able to have her husband with her in hospital, but he had to go as soon as the baby was born. So he didn't get to see the baby for long. And then, you know, she had to do it all in the hospital on her own. And I think she's an absolute superhero. So I want to say that anyone who's going through this at the moment is an absolute legend.
So that probably leads us nicely on to something new you've learned. And I think mine is random acts of kindness of people in this situation.
Oh, I would totally agree with that.
So what's nice is the clapping for the NHS and carers, and not just doing it for the NHS and carers, because they're doing an amazing job, but anybody who's having to work in this situation and put themselves, you know, people delivering, people still having to work and do all this, you know, pharmacists, doctors, nurses, delivery staff, supermarket staff, you know, all these people who are having to make sure the economy is still kind of moving a little bit and everybody's getting fed and looked after is just amazing. And yesterday I was cooking, and I get really irritated when there's loud noises in the street. Because I'm like, you're being a bit selfish, it's really inappropriate, blah 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 blah. Somebody was playing Stevie Wonder Happy Birthday really, really loud in the street.
Oh, that's really loud.
Oh, and it was getting on my key nerves, I tell you. So I came up to the window ready to scream my head off. It was a guy who stood on top of a 4x4, like a Range Rover type thing, and it was on the back of it, and it said Happy 40th Birthday, and it had all these presents around it, and he was singing to somebody who was in one of the flats underneath mine, and every now and then this like burst of like streamers would come out the top, and he was singing Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder off the back of his car. So, and what was really lovely is all the apartments opposite mine, they all came out onto their balconies and started cheering and singing along with him.
Oh, that's so nice.
You know, in this situation, you can still have those kind of random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
And just like people messaging and, you know, like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm drunk. Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pickled. It's fine.
I can't eat, but I can drink.
That's it. That's the way. That's the way. Yeah, I would echo that, really. There's been a lot of...
Have we got the same things you've learned this time?
Would seem that way, wouldn't it? I think, you know, there's been a lot of people here who are, you know, offering to help out their neighbours. You know, I've talked to some of our neighbours for the first time since this started. I mean, albeit across the road or whatever. But there's been a lot of... It's just been a lot of, like, sense of community and...
We have like a WhatsApp group for all of our buildings now. Each different building has a WhatsApp group in case they need anything delivered or whatever. People will go out if they're going to Tesco's or whatever. They're like, I'm doing a big shop. Does anybody need anything? I'm like, that is just in London. Like,
I know. I mean, what is that? It's just, it's so lovely, isn't it? There's a WhatsApp group for kind of like Horsforth General. Oh. Your pal Sally runs it. And,
oh, really? Does she? I bet she does. She's great. God, I love Sally. Let's give Sally a shout out, because she is amazing. Have you met Sally yet?
No, because we were going to meet and then I hadn't quite moved here yet. And then only when this got set up and I was like, I know that name. I know that person. And so I messaged her separately and I was like, you're Aaron's friend, aren't you? And she was like, yeah. So I like sort of reintroduced myself, and she like said congratulations on having a baby and blah blah, and we've agreed that once all this shit show is over, we're gonna go and have a cup of tea together.
You two would get on like a house on fire. You've got the same level of organization, you've got similar backgrounds. I think you two would get on really, really well.
She sounds great. But it's lovely. Just seeing that group, there's been so many. There's Horsforth Community Hub, and they've got like it's become a bit of like a food bank, and they're doing like food parcels for people who can't get out. And Penny, the woman who runs that, is just helping people in need, and everyone's sort of chipping in and offering suggestions and just getting involved. And I think it's just been wonderful to like be a part of and to see it all happen.
Do you know what's really nice about this podcast that we've done?
Oh, yeah.
Is ironically, in quarantine, this is probably the most positive podcast you and I have done.
We're
in quarantine, and yeah, you and I are like, oh, well.
Like, what can you do? I mean, I feel like I've become a bit sort of indoctrinated into it all, to be honest. But you have to, I'm aware that I'm speaking from a position of privilege, because I am able to help and do these things, and some people that just isn't an option. Like, my mum can't do anything. My mum is just like, she's at home, 12 weeks, done. And simple, like, my grandparents.
Risk watch, I suppose.
Yeah, and she's on like immunosuppressants and stuff like that. So, you know, that's the deal. But I feel like there will be no other time, fingers crossed, in our lives where we have to live like this, you know, like Jack and I spending so much more time together. Not gonna lie, that's also been a bit testing, but we get to you know, spend time with Edie, and he gets to spend more time with her, and we get to have time for ourselves, and we get to go on little walks together, and you know, like that family quality time.
That's nice.
Side of it is really nice. On the flip side, though, it will be lovely to just get out of the house and go and have a cup of tea somewhere else, or eat somebody else's cakes rather than like.
Yeah, but you'll appreciate that so much more when you actually get the chance to do that again. What I'm trying to do is, because I, although it's not an ideal situation by any stretch of imagination, but the fact that I'm in a studio, so literally my bed is behind me, so my commute to the office is rolling out of bed, sitting on the seat next to me. So what I'm trying to do is, because I know I'm in a really privileged position myself, is I'm trying to donate money every week to a national charity that helps people who can't cope. And then Sainsbury's, all the Nectar points that you've collected, you can then donate to...
You can donate them, can't you? Yeah,
so I've just donated all my Nectar points as well. So I'm trying to not overdo it. Like when I go to the shop and it's full, like today is the first time the Sainsbury's has had... like antibacterial wipes and toilet rolls, and they didn't have any Prosecco, which I was very upset about. But I've got my delivery coming from the wine app tomorrow. Don't you worry about that. I went to get like three packs of pasta and then a pack of three or four packs of sauce, and I was like, I don't really need that. And there might be somebody who actually needs it, who's got family. So I was like, I don't need that. My cupboards are full. I don't need any of that.
Maybe I should get it just because it's there, sort of thing, isn't it? Because you've been, there's all that lack on, you know, you see all those empty shelves on the news, and it's like, oh, well, these shelves are full, so I need to make sure that I'm taking care of it, like survival instinct that we talked about before. I get it. It's easy to have that impulse, I think.
Oh, it is. But when you catch wind of yourself,
Catch
sight of yourself, and you're like, I wouldn't do this usually. Why am I doing this now when we're not going to run out? And what's happened is I think people have started to realise they're being ridiculous. So there's more stock in that Sainsbury's than there has been for about 5 weeks.
What's it like for you in terms of work, by the way? Is that slowing down? Is that still
working? Slowing down? No, we're opening two sites in North America in the next 6 months. And I have to train 50 brand new members of staff. We are opening a lot of sites internationally. We've just signed a lot of international deals. So I have, in the next 9 months, I have 700 members of staff I need to train. And then that's just going to square and then cube. And then because we're opening so many sites internationally, and then two more sites in the UK and possibly another coming up that I know of. It's only getting busier and busier and busier for me. I'm not complaining. I genuinely, I'm a bit of a money pinch, but I'm actually not complaining because, you know, people are in much worse position. If I can sit here with you on an internet call, recording our podcast, whilst having a martini, which I'm not going to lie, I've not really been able to eat very much at lunchtime, the macaroni cheese I made, and it's gone straight to my head. So I may have to bid you adieu in a moment, because I've been dying to use the little boy's room for at least half an hour.
You go. We talk, don't we? We are in a privileged position to be able to have this time to chat, to be able to earn a bit of money still. You know, you obviously still working full time. I get a bit of maternity pay. Jack's not really working as much at the moment, but we are, you know, able to have that quality time together.
June, aren't we?
Yeah. So he's got to wait till June. He hasn't really had any information about it yet. So it's all just let's sort of see what could happen. And we're in a position where we're okay at the, you know, as things stand, because he's, you know, getting paid for last month still. So that's, you know, helpful. But it's just how it is. And that normally I think I'd be very stressed out, and I'd be like, well, I've got to do something about this. We've got to find a solution. But it's not just us. You know, we aren't the only ones in this situation. It's everyone. And I think, if anything, that's sort of like, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah,
so you've just got to relax into it.
Granted, is literally everybody's in the same situation. This isn't unique to me. You know, my biggest motivator for not going outside, aside from it being against the law, is, or as Matt Hancock put it, against the rules. It's still against the law, because it's a law. Is I have high blood pressure and the gastric band. So if I go outside and I get this, I have to start all over again with my gastric band, and, you know, I'm going to have to sit in that bloody awful hospital across the road. So that's why I'm trying to avoid people. Plus, I'm a miserable bitch, so...
You're a solitary man. I think that's fine. I mean, we have had similar conversations between Jack and I, you know. We take turns at going to supermarket. Like, he'll go 1 week, I'll go the week after. So we're not both going once a week. And we get stuff in to last us for that week. And, you know, whereas probably we would go to supermarket like once every other day before all this.
Yeah, see, I'm spending more at the supermarket because there's a minimum spend to buy things online with work. So my delivery the other day was toilet rolls, dishwasher tablets, 2 single-litre bottles of gin, 2 bottles of Prosecco.
Of course it was. A lot of biscuits.
cheese, meat and pasta sauce, the usual that I would buy anyway. What's interesting is I don't think people knew I could cook.
I'm
a fat bitch, of course I can cook. I think people just assumed I'd go out to restaurants all the time, but like, I made this lasagna the other day and somebody posted, I was like, oh my god, that lasagna looks amazing, blah 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 blah, and I was like, that, I didn't know you could cook. I was like, I'm fat, of course I can cook. Of course I can cook. And that macaroni cheese I made today, minced beef, chestnut mushrooms and spinach with a shit ton of cheese, was so nice.
Sounds delish.
Yeah. Three quarters of it is still in the pan. In fact, nearly 4/5 of it is still in the pan.
Well, that'll last you for the week.
It will.
Special lunches.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's us coming to an abrupt end.
Well, not really abrupt. I've been trying to end this for the past 10 minutes. So, in the words of Jerry Springer,
Aaron's final thought:
take care of yourselves and each other.
Oh, well, that's beautiful.
Lucy, until next time.
Until next time, Paul. We'll see you soon.
Paul. Yep, you and me, the moment we get out of this, you and I are going to a food festival that's shit in Canada Water, and we're just going to eat a load of chicken parm.
Yeah, please. That was a delight. You might say it was shit, it didn't piss it down, but that parma was the best thing I'd eaten.
Okay, that was the only good bit of that. The rest of it was shit, come on.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Right, but if you want to get in touch, we are Fancy Brew Pod on Instagram and fancybrewpod@gmail.com. Aaron is at Aaron Trains, or previously Fact, and I only have one Instagram account.
Yes, I've noticed.
I streamlined. I've got rid of Little Leeds Kitchen because all I was doing was posting photos of Edie on there and not food. So what's the point in doing that twice? So you can now catch me. I'm at Lucy Critchley _.
Okay, Lucy Critchley _.
That's me.
And I'm previously Fat. Although now, maybe I need to change that to getting fat again. Because what did you get in quarantine? Oh my God. Here's another thing for you. Do you know 2 things I got in quarantine?
What's that?
Fat.
Yeah.
Crabs. That's the end of the pod.
See you later.